Proclamation number 5344 of 25th of March, 1952. The Spirit's efficacy. It is the effectiveness of the Spirit that you strive towards me again and again, that you have made it your task to fulfill my will and now also adjust your earthly life according to this task. That you don't just live for the world but feel a spiritual life in this world which brings you ever closer to me. The Spirit from me is active in you, and everything you now want, think and do has been influenced by the Spirit in you. Thus you must now mature spiritually, for my working of the Spirit is a strength which inexorably pushes you upwards. All people who are serious about the fulfillment of my will can therefore feel inspired by my Spirit. I myself can now be active in them because my Spirit is my share from eternity. It is a sure sign of my working in a person when he listens to spiritual speeches, engages in spiritual debates and often mentally occupies himself with me, the creator and sustainer of everything that surrounds the human being. Anyone who thinks of me and tries to fathom me will also be influenced by my Spirit, for I take hold of every person who turns his thoughts towards me and he will hardly be released from my hands again, for they hold him with love and bestow gifts upon him which he will no longer want to miss once he has received them. And to confirm this I also speak to him when he listens within and asks me questions in his thoughts. Then he certainly believes that he can answer his own thoughts and does not know that I myself give him the thought because he seriously longs for the truth. And thus a person can build up a spiritual kingdom within himself in the midst of the world, provided he pays more attention to this kingdom than to the world. Provided he therefore seeks me and my kingdom. Then he also takes possession of my kingdom, only in the belief that he has to set himself a task which entitles him to feel like an aspirant of my kingdom. And this thought, too, is the working of my Spirit, because it stimulates the human being's will into right activity. Then his thinking will be bright and clear, and he will also receive according to his achievement and his will to achieve. Spiritual good in abundance. His thinking will correspond to truth, and therefore he will also be able to transfer it to his fellow human beings, and thus his task has now also become comprehensible to him, to impart spiritual good to his fellow human being which my Spirit has supplied to him. And this task delights and satisfies him. His whole life is now filled with the endeavor to be active for me and my kingdom, to help his fellow human beings attain the brightness of spirit which makes him so happy that he is urged to provide his fellow human beings with the same happiness. For where my Spirit is active there is no standstill of activity, instead, constant work begins for me and my kingdom in order to make contact with me myself. Because the Spirit constantly pushes out of me towards me. Amen.